is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Clear your mind and take your soul to a clear space.
Over there, in the media corner.
Very good, Grasshopper.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama with Chuck and Craig. I am Chuck.
And I'm Craig. Hey.
This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all the feedback from the geeks. This is the network show for Monday, October 12, 2009. This is a companion podcast to Technorama with all of your email, voicemail, and social network comments. Listener feedback was so 1.0. We're recognizing that this stuff is becoming more of a community, a forum, a multi-way conversation, so we basically changed the name and groped around for more comments.
Yes.
If you're new to Technorama, there is another major piece to this, so if this doesn't make any sense, you might want to go back one show and have a listen. Otherwise, pull up a chair and spend a few minutes with us and a few of our closest friends who wrote in, called the listener line, sent us an audio clip, tweeted about us, or sent us bogus messages on Facebook or whatever we could find via Google alerts.
Hey, Chuck, I was just thinking we should get a listener to write an RFQ on a protocol on how to provide feedback to Technorama. How was that?
This is RFC 11484 Rev 3.155.
Once audio is submitted, wait for an ACK.
We're going to put the RFC into RCS.
Yeah. We'll make it an ISO standard, how to provide feedback to podcasts.
I think my head just exploded from acronyms. Stop that. Before we get started, we want to mention our good friends over at Go to Assist Express. The fine people who bring you Go to Assist Express are from Citrix. They also bring you GoToMeeting, GoToWebinar, GoTo, a lot of other things. Good software, great remote. If you find yourself having to support remote people, friends, relatives, coworkers calling you up and saying, hey, I can't get IE to do whatever it is. Yeah, the astronauts.
That's pretty remote.
Have they called you?
Well, they did.
Doesn't matter whether it's Windows or Mac, this thing is cool. You download it, simple to use. You can try it free for 30 days. In fact, I want you to go to gotoassist.com/techpodcasts.
I want you to want me to go to assist.com.
Your free 30-day trial is waiting there. gotoassist.com/techpodcasts for your free 30-day trial. Wonderful software. Try it out. Be a hero.
I want you to want me.
Leave the cheap tricks out of here. Talking about cheap tricks, we've got voicemail from listener Dave. He's got some ideas about how we can put technology to use to thwart this evil texting and driving problem.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Chuck and Craig. This is Dave from Canton, Georgia. It's, Wednesday about 4:15, or it's Thursday. I don't even know what day of the week it is.
I don't know what year it is.
Episode 236, you guys are talking about disabling text messaging while driving. If you look at most of the current smartphones, they do have accelerometers as well as GPS functionality. There is an app, I believe, that will essentially restrict access to text messaging features on Android phones, but I'm not 100% sure. But with the accelerometers that are now popping up in these smartphones, it's only a matter of time before somebody says, you know, anything over 10 miles an hour, lock it out. Anyway, I just thought I'd pass it along. Later.
Dave, that is an awesome idea.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
I think it could work.
It could technically work, I think, pretty easily. So, yeah.
If you're watching the webcam, this punch card is so I can sleep, but still look like I'm podcasting.
What's that? Let me see. You look like the girl in Indiana Jones that's pretend, you know, I love you.
All the more reason why people should join the chat room. We did not get a whole lot of email, but like I said earlier in the show, this is the network show. We went round and round on Twitter and Facebook and gathered up some comments. First one's from Ringmaster Greg over at Dancing with Elephants. Yes. He wrote us and said, Step K and C. Tomasi listening to Chuck Chat Technorama number 236, and I'm calling shenanigans. Wow, that hasn't happened in what, all of 20 minutes?
Yeah, since the last show.
I recall a certain host showing off his TomTom voices while driving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, wait a minute. I don't see that you showed the whole timeline because I don't see my reply in here.
And you said?
I said, yeah, right.
Wow, that's Nobel Pulitzer worthy right there.
I was going to say, you know, you can get a Nobel Prize for anything. Yeah, I'll go with that.
So what's wrong with listening to your TomTom while driving?
Well, actually, you know what? You said that you were not texting. And I said,
I was not texting.
Yeah, well, that's fine. But you were actually talking to the camera. So what's the difference between that and talking to a cell phone?
The camera was on the dash. I was watching the road. I had my hands on the wheel.
You were having a conversation with not only one person, but a bunch of people on the internet.
Millions of Technorama listeners were, yeah. It wasn't really a conversation. Do you know how hard it is to... I'm not even going to go there.
See?
Nope, nope, yeah.
See?
Oh, I just dug a hole, didn't I?
Yes. See? Told you.
Come on, I always talk to myself while I'm driving, don't you?
Yeah, actually, I do voices in my own car, so it's a kind of a place to test them out.
Hey, what, Rocky, watch me make a left turn.
Hey, Rocky, hey, look, I got a text message from Rocky. They go play.
Over on Facebook, listener Chris writes, Chuck, as I write this, I'm waiting for my client's NetSuite store to digest a gargantuan XML file I just submitted.
Wow.
I can so picture that.
Yeah.
I'm listening to your latest show. You and Craig had me actually laughing out loud. Keep up the great work. And I wrote back and I said, what was so funny? He said, a couple of things. One was the discussion about the ashes in the Commodore 64. We were talking about the urn.
Yeah.
The guy who had a Sun Spark Station urn. And the fan coming on. And the other was that you were having a bit of trouble talking. Like that. Yeah, every week.
That's a common thread through every show.
You ought to hear the outtakes from the Gmail podcast.
Yeah.
That 5-minute podcast takes about 30 minutes to get down.
Yeah.
He says, by the way, I don't think the C64 had a fan. Oh, dang. He's called us out again.
Yeah.
You know, when we're rolling on these things, we don't really stop and think of the technicalities. But, yeah, feel free.
I mean, I'm just thinking CPU fan. Of course, there was no fan in that. There was no moving parts in that.
There was no CPU. It was a 40-pin dip.
The only thing moving were bits.
I started on an Apple II Plus back in the 1980, and I also had a TI-99-4A.
Mm-hmm.
Did the USA version have the A at the end? Oh, yeah, it did. The 99-4A. Yes, it did.
Oh, the model number. Yes, of course. I was thinking the keyboard.
I thought that was the Canadian version.
The
TI-99-4A.
Yeah. Hey, I thought the TI-99 4A was actually a pretty cool little computer. It wasn't too bad. It was about kind of like on par with the color computer from, you know, Tandy. I liked it.
Did we or did we not see a TI-99-4A at the Computer History Museum?
I don't remember, but I did have a friend that had one.
I don't remember. I know it didn't show up on the video.
No, it wouldn't have made it on the video. You know what? It probably was because they had, as a matter of fact, I had to look in my pictures, but there's a shelf that had the Coleco Atom on it. I want to say it was over there somewhere.
I remember that.
Yeah, I think it was on that shelf somewhere because they had some other computers that were popular, but not, you know, not quite as popular as others. And I think, you know, I want to offend our T99-4A fan base, but... but you know what I mean.
Yeah, because everybody's downloading Technorama on that.
No. Yeah, no, so, but I think it was on that shelf over there, because there was a couple of shelves that had kind of stuff on there, and I didn't touch it, I promise.
Yeah, you did. Your hands were all over those Commodores.
You know,
the Google server.
Well, what's funny is he actually went out of his way to wear the white glove, and I'm sitting there on the video, you know, touching.
Groping and drooling, yeah, they got to put hand sanitizer on Craig. Hard to believe that was 2 years ago already.
I know, gosh. Seems like it was just yesterday. You can relive it and go look in our archives. And anyway.
Yeah. Just look for Technorama on YouTube.
Yeah. Did I put it up on YouTube? I think I did.
With the change in the listener feedback to the Technorama Network, if you want to be part of the show, you can leave us a call on the listener line, the traditional format, the analog way, 206-222-2428. It's 206-222-CHAT. Email us, technorama@chuckchat.com, or we're watching out for hashtags.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the search on. Put in hash, tech101.
Or pound sign for those of you in the UK.
No, not a pound. That is so wrong.
What's the
difference?
Pound
sign is that L thing. That's their money.
Oh, right.
That's why you say hash.
I'm sorry. It was somewhere lost in the translation. But hey,
Quite. You got it wholly backwards.
Well, see, we're calling this the Technorama Network now. So be a node and, provide us some acknowledgement.
Be a node?
Yeah, be a node on our network. Come on.
That doesn't sound very inspiring.
Be a node? Nodes do a lot of things.
Sounds like you got a cold.
What?
Be a node.
Be a dude. Hey, now you're making fun of me? Come on, man.
Yeah, like every other week.
Now you're making fun of me.
There are other ways you can get in touch with us. Did I already mention those? Yes.
Yes, and we also talked about the packet pigeon method. That's one way. Yeah. If you can get the packet
we'll
to us.
We'll send you our GPS coordinates. In case your pigeon has GPS.
Your cyborg pigeon.
Hey, we also appreciate the donations in the tip jar. There are still a bunch of people making regular monthly micropayments.
Hey, wait, really?
And that really helps out. Yes.
We need to talk off air about that.
Takes care of the bandwidth payments, the hosting. You know, none of that's free. And, you know, the wife comes down kind of heavy when the economy gets rough.
Oh, you mean CFO? Still,
the CFO, yes. That keeps her happy.
CFO-W.
And the holidays are coming. So if you got any spare McDonald's Happy Meal coupons, we'll take those too.
What? We aren't getting much then.
Want to thank the following people for their time and talent. We have talent.
Where?
Keeping Technorama going.
Is that where all that money's going for? Buying some talent?
You can't buy this kind of talent.
All right. You got that right.
Mad Mar for keeping all the great blog content during the week. Ustream, who keeps the modest live streams going during the week. Oh, there's the guitar. Means it's time to wrap things up. Ustream keeps our live stream going on Sunday nights. Chat room provided by freenode.net. Join us if you happen to be around Sunday nights, around 10 p.m. Eastern, a little earlier if you want to join the shenanigans during the pre-show. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. A lot of good stuff going on over there. Also affiliated with Farpoint Media and the world of audio wonder that awaits you there. Like it says, in about 30 seconds from now. Until next time, tell a friend about Technorama, a binary high five, hashtag 101, and all that other good stuff. See you on the other side.
Yeah. Well, you finished early.
Give me a binary high five.
You finished early.
Come on, binary high five.
Oh, that's my cue. Hash 101.